WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is telling his troops to go harder on Iran after a morning attack destroyed apartments near Tel Aviv and also hit a hospital.
We're targeting military sites. We're targeting nuclear sites. We're targeting missile sites. They're targeting a hospital.
Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping for military help from America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
Do not eat chicken Alfredo meals bought at Walmart or Kroger's under the brand names Market Side and Home Chef. Listeria has killed 3 people and left 17 very sick across 13 states. Landfall this morning near Acapulco for a hurricane that has exploded in the day from a tropical storm to a Category 4, back to a 3 now. An anomaly is how SpaceX describes the explosion of its Starship rocket on the Texas test pad. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a flurry of bills yesterday, both in the Senate and the Assembly. But they started out with a moment of silence for the victims of the Minnesota shootings, their families, and the whole state. This is from the Senate.
I request that my colleagues join me in a moment of silence to honor our colleague from Minnesota, Representative and Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark, who were assassinated over the weekend, as well as our colleague from Minnesota, Senator John Hoffman, and his wife Yvette, who were grievously injured in the same attack.
Without objection.
The Senate and the Assembly were in session discussing everything from training for EMS workers to school safety grants. Republican Senator Jesse James from Chippewa County, in a press conference before the session, he authored this bill for school safety grants.
It's all too often that we turn on the news and see the headline of another school shooting. These tragedies break our hearts and crush our communities. In recent months, we've seen all too clearly that this can even happen here in Wisconsin.
But this plan for extra money to help school districts improve safety fell apart. Democrats say an amendment added by Republicans strips the plan of its actual funding for schools to pay for it. Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit.
You're just playing games. You're just daring the governor to veto this because you think that it'll score political points. You think you can go home and tell your constituents that you did something for school safety. Well, you didn't.
A total of 30 bills was on the agenda yesterday for the Senate. Meanwhile, the budget process continues today for lawmakers. The Joint Finance Committee is set to take up the budget for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. Committee co-chair Republican Mark Bourne said on Tuesday that they would be taking up the plan to reform prisons today as well. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out after a wet Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 84. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a mild night with a low of 64. Another warm one on Friday, a spotty shower or storm can't be ruled out, a high again of 84. Currently, it's 65.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or the in the field.
The players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll check in with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke.
And we'll hear more great local music with Rocker.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
You know, I'm really, really surprised when I look at polling data. I look at it every day. But the amount of disapproval for this bill, holy cow, my goodness gracious. And, you know, you mentioned the KFF poll. We're talking about 29 points underwater on the net favorable rating. But that matches the Quinnipiac University poll from last week when it was 26 points underwater. Oh, my God, you need Greg Louganis to get that far underwater.
It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. That was Harry Anton of CNN going, oh, my.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness. The polling on this. That was very funny.
Yeah.
And look who we have, Dr. Doom.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Hello, Doc.
Oh, my goodness, Jody. How are you?
I'm okay. I've got a little problem in my shoulder, but it'll be okay.
Could you, I could check it.
Okay. I'll just turn my back.
Yeah. I could give you some exercises, but it would look weird on the TV screen here. But, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing well.
So
I was up half the night watching clips from the Tucker Carlson, Ted Cruz extravaganza.
That was fun.
That was fun.
And agreeing with Tucker Carlson is weird.
I think I needed a lift, and that was it. Boy, that was, was really weird.
Yeah, it was fun to watch them argue. I mean, Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson and Laura Loomer, and a few others are like...
Splitting. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Three toes. It's like, I don't like agreeing with people about no war, but hey, you know.
We'll take what we can get.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you actually wrote on Blue Sky, if Iran develops a nuclear bomb, it'll become the 10th member of an exclusive club of nations with nukes, some controlled by hotheads. Huh? We know a few. Warmongers or tyrants. So who has the wisdom and moral authority needed to stop Iran's nuclear program without risking massive escalation of violence in the Middle East? Excellent question, sir. Do you think anybody?
Well, I don't know. This is one of the most difficult foreign policy issues that any president or any world leader would have to face. We are missing a sense of wisdom, of smart voices, of people that can handle a specific situation without creating something far, far worse, which is, I think, what we're on the verge of. We're really at a fork in the road. Either Iran will be allowed to develop its nuclear program, which would be a disaster, or they won't. And if they're not, and that happens by force, which maybe it should. We can't have Khomeini controlling nuclear weapons. That's really kind of out of the question. How to deal with that, though, without causing an absolutely uncontrollable situation of prolonged violence in the Middle East is something I'm not sure of. And, you know, one of the things I've been talking about, you know, we need a Winston Churchill. We need a JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
You know, and there are people out there probably that could do that, that would have the judgment, the wisdom. You know, Barack Obama sitting at the table, for example, planning what to do next would be a different scenario altogether.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you could trust the judgment, trust the wisdom. Look, all of these are unprecedented situations, every single one of them for a president who has to make decisions like this, fateful decisions. Mm-hmm. And that's where kind of to use the cliche, the rubber meets the road for a global leader. And maybe it's not an American, Jody. You know, maybe it's the, you know, the Prime Minister of Canada or one of the other European nations or people that are running the European Union. There's some incredible people there, for example, from Scandinavia. But they're not in the play here.
Right.
For whatever reason, it's become an exclusive weirdness between Netanyahu and Trump. Two birds of a feather. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to trust them. And so we have a conflict, and both sides of the equation, Khomeini and the theocracy in Iran on the one hand, and Trump and Netanyahu on the other hand. That means that, like the fate of the world could be decided by this collection of unqualified misfits, angry, God knows what motivation, and this is what worries me.
Well, and the fact of the matter is Iran is also giving weapons to Russia in the Ukraine, in the Russian invasion on Ukraine. So I don't think Russia wants this to happen either. So it's
no. And I think there was some expectation that Russia might even help Iran in their conflict with Israel, now the United States, where Iran would become another proxy for a U.S. Situation with Russia. But everything is day by day, Jody. Whatever you felt yesterday, there'll be new developments and new statements that are kind of out of control by Trump, and very hard to make any kind of predictions here. For example, will the Russians stay out of this?
Right.
I don't know. Well, you know, who knows?
Well, because Iran could also cut off the oil to the planet. They could, very simply,
they could,
if they felt
and
like
oil
it.
Prices could, right, it could go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be devastating to a lot of economies, including the U.S. economy. So this is a game of five-dimensional dominoes where it's really, really difficult to predict outcome. And meanwhile, you know, for me and people like me, we're still worried about and consuming this kind of...
That's a pretty sound.
Yeah. Who the hell's calling me? My brother's
psychiatrist.
Air. You know, normally I would call my brother's psychiatrist. You can't screw around with psychiatrists, but let me shut this off. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Anyway, I was just saying that we're also consumed with these domestic issues.
Yeah.
Increasing craziness from Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I've been watching some of the Hegseth hearings. So we have just a series of insanities, domestic and international, and it's very hard for people like us to grasp it all at once. And that's where we are. It's a really tough moment for the United States. But yes, you know, just to go back to what you're saying about the price of oil, if the price of oil goes up and devastates the economy, that'll be good if we're looking through the lens of bad for Trump is good for the rest of us.
Right.
But it also would be bad for Americans, for all of us. So it's a very confusing time.
It is.
And
it is.
Trying to sort it out is complicated.
Now, you also wrote Russian attacks on civilian targets in Ukraine intensify. So we need everybody to help UCAP, which is your organization, to help people in Ukraine for what the mental health problems that a lot of these people are having. You said that the war continues to disrupt the mental health and education of their children in Ukraine. One in five have lost a loved one, and nearly 40% still learn remotely. So anybody, everybody, please give to UCAP if you can. Any and all amounts will help no matter what. Correct, sir?
Yeah, so, well, thank you. Thank you for that shout out. It's, you know, and what happens is when we're overwhelmed with issues, certain things that were front page yesterday become, you know, A12 now. And look, this is a problem that's not going away yet. I'm talking about Ukraine. We're going back there in September for our eighth trip, Karen and me. And look, we just have to kind of figure out how to do multiple things at once. And the Ukrainians need us.
Yes.
You know, they're still there defending our democracy as much as theirs. And they deserve better treatment and more attention from the United States government as well as its people. So
yes, absolutely. I'm with you 100% on that. So you also wrote about Robert Jr. Firing the entire 17-member immunization CDC advisory committee. And guess what they're about to do? They're about to vote on the fall flu shots. Yay!
Yeah.
COVID shots, they're not even going to vote on at this point. And we don't know who wrote the agenda, but basically the new advisors meet next week. They'll be taking up a longtime target of... I didn't get flu shots until I turned 50. Like between about 16 and 50, I didn't get flu shots.
I started getting them in my 40s.
Yeah. And I started again in my 50s because I was traveling more and, you know, around people more.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. Obviously, I want to get another COVID shot, and I don't know if I have a checkup in July, so I'm going to ask my doc if she can make sure that I get another COVID shot because it's been almost a year since my last one.
Yeah. I think, look, there's so much confusion now about vaccinations being sown by extreme right-wing anti-science, anti-vaxxers, which he's got a couple of staunch anti-vaxxers now on this new advisory committee.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're looking at some potential nightmare scenarios where vaccinations in general, immunizations in general, are being undermined by the highest level of the U.S. government. And, you know, it's just pathetic. And if you couple that with the fact that we have a complete disruption of medical science because of withdrawal of NIH grants, we're looking at a very grim future for the state of America's healthcare. And hopefully, you know, I'll tell you what the antidote to all this is, Jody, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's the freaking midterms.
Yes.
It's the midterms. It all boils down to whether we have the firepower on the Democrat side to take back at least one House of Congress. It will make an enormous difference.
Yes.
So whether we're talking about the situation in the Middle East, the budget issues and Medicaid and Medicare and protecting Social Security, or what's happening at the NIH, having at least one powerful break on what the MAGA agenda is, as manifest by Donald Trump and his Congress, that would be a huge accomplishment. So this is what I'm telling people. No matter what your issue is, focus on changing the leadership of the House of Representatives next year. And that to me will answer a lot of questions.
I agree. Now, there was some good news. The FDA has approved a new HIV prevention medication, which is... I know so many people in the 80s that passed away from it. One of my dearest friends, he was only not quite 30 when he died. So I am very excited about this. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but apparently it's very effective and it'll slow the decline of transmission. So this is a good thing. The FDA did something good under HHS. I don't know.
Well, these things are always a mixed bag. In fact, they're a mixed bag under any administration.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, you know, there's an effort to incorporate various views and come to a conclusion. And sometimes the scientific answer is not exactly clear, and sometimes it is. And so having a balanced, objective advisory board on things like approval of drugs or what the vaccination schedule should be is really important. What happens, though, is when Bobby Kennedy Jr. loads up an advisory committee with anti-vaxxers, you know from the outset that those kinds of things are going to be affected. But so far, the FDA, vis-a-vis what you're just talking about with the HIV treatments, seems to be holding its own. But with the other hand, they also eliminated many of the programs that are treating people with HIV in Africa, and which is probably going to cost millions of lives potentially. So the whole situation in sum, yes, there's a bit of good news, but I'm not exactly throwing a party tonight for it. Are you, Jody?
Well, no. The HIV thing I'm happy about, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm terrified. Well, sir, thank you so much for being on with me. Ms. Miller will be back next week. It was lovely to see your gorgeous face, sir.
Likewise, Jody.
Oh, you're so sweet. The check's in the mail.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye, guys.
Sir.
Bye. Next week.
It is 20 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cozy Earth. If you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle, flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be all of us until we all discovered Cozy Earth sheets.
Uh-huh.
These aren't your average sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo, so they're sustainable.
That's right.
Because bamboo grows very quickly.
Ripped from the paws of pandas worldwide.
No. I want to hug pandas for a job. There's a job to hug pandas, and I want to do that. Anyway, we would not take the bamboo from them. These aren't your average sheets. Cozy Earth bedding is a naturally temperature-regulating and moisture-wicking design to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since making the switch, Stephanie's been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But it's just not for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, and perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you'll want to wear it everywhere. And here's the best part. There is no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. And if you're not completely... if you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off the best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust us, you will feel the difference the very first night. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If you're answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
It is a holiday today.
It is a holiday. It's Juneteenth. Yeah. It is. It is 26 minutes after
the
hour.
So no mail today either. And banks aren't open.
Yeah, I planned.
Yeah.
I planned for that already. Kevin in Indiana. Hi, how you doing?
Greetings and salutations there, Jody, Chris, Bella. Oh,
thank you.
You guys are crushing it this week.
Thank you.
I just got to start out by saying that. And I hope that everybody understands. We have to make a paradigm shift, a change in perspective prior to the midterms. We have to understand there is no Republican Party anymore. They are gone. They have been bought by a white supremacist, Trump, Taliban-style cult, you know, filled with bozos and bimbos. And it was super apparent when you watched Pete Hegseth or Pete Kegbreath bitch slapped by all those senators yesterday. Yeah. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
The thing that I really wanted to talk about is a tactic that I think that might be able to work.
Okay.
Trump always has to have cult worship.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
He doesn't have political rallies. He has cult meetings.
Right.
So the next time that he has a cult meeting, we should do something that drove him crazy before. I mean, he's already crazy, let's be clear. But if we drive him even further crazy, it will take what few brain cells he has left and turn them into complete mush. And then everyone can see exactly that this guy is completely gonzo, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when we do that, we take and we hack his sound system at his cult rallies. You follow me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then what we do is, instead of having all of his Lee Greenwood and all his, Village People songs, we put in stuff like Frank Zappa's I Am the Slime.
Okay.
Or I can't remember the other one, you know, Baby Shark. Any sort of song that really messes with it. Bob Dylan's Idiot Wind.
There you go.
You know, Zombie Wolf, you know. Just a whole bunch of stuff. But the best one would probably be you know, as he walks out on stage, play Baby Shark.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it. That's just
play with the guy's mind, because it isn't there to begin with.
Right.
It isn't.
And then when he just starts uttering even complete gibberish, the cult will be disbanded.
Yes, it will be. Yeah, he doesn't like being laughed at. He has said so on a number of occasions. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg at the top of the next hour coming up.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Juneteenth. While the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, it took 2 years to get the news to enslaved people in Confederate states. That news finally came to Texas on June 19, 1865, telling the last enslaved people in the country they were free. Governor Tony Evers raised the Juneteenth flag at the state capitol yesterday.
For 160 years, this day has been recognized across the nation to celebrate the true end of slavery in the United States. And in 1987, to bring this back home to Wisconsin, State Senator Spencer Coggs and Representative Marsha Coggs proposed the first legislation to recognize Juneteenth in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it took us another 2 decades to get it right.
Wisconsin started marking Juneteenth in 2009. This is the 6th year in a row the flag has flown at the state capitol building. Meanwhile, the annual Juneteenth parade is this Saturday here in Madison. It starts at the Madison Labor Temple and goes up Park Street. The parade ends at Penn Park, which hosts the yearly celebration. Juneteenth in the park goes from noon to 6 on Saturday, and all are welcome. And because it's Juneteenth, remember, trash is not getting picked up within Madison city limits today. If Thursday is normally your garbage day, your cans will be emptied tomorrow. Meanwhile, officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their Wisconsin locations could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they get at Planned Parenthood. That includes routine health care or annual checkups. Public money, like what funds Badger Care, already cannot be used to pay for abortion costs, according to federal law. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out after a wet Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 84. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a mild night with a low of 64. Another warm one on Friday, a spotty shower or storm can't be ruled out, a high again of 84. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Hi, I'm Catherine Lake with WMDX, and I don't believe it, but our morning show guys, John and Gordy, are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I really don't care, but here's someone who does.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Don't wait. Voting ends soon. Go to WMDXradio.com and click on the Best of Madison banner to vote now.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are blowing through money
like my fellow cadets and I did in our first Liberty after basic camp. Luckily, I didn't end up with a questionable tattoo. Your failures, Mr. Secretary, since you've taken office has been staggering. You sent classified operational information over signal to chest thump in front of your wife, who, by the way, has no security clearance, risking service member lives in the process, to adjust an unqualified yes man who can't tell the president how to keep Americans safe.
Yep.
Oh, Tammy Duckworth.
Oh, Tammy. Love her. I love her so much. I do. John in Michigan, hey.
Yeah, I was listening to Michael Signorelli yesterday, and he had a an aviator on his show that is trans in the in the reserves now, and was in the armed forces a total of 15 years before with both, and they were explaining that not only are they getting drummed out, but they're getting drummed out with a designation on their paperwork. It's like some kind of code that deems them a threat to American security, and they cannot get security clearances, and it will, it really detriments their ability to get another job because, in essence, the designation is a dishonorable discharge.
Yeah.
So it's not good enough just to get them out. They're, you know, they're grinding them right into the ground, too. And it's, that guy is, well, let me put it this way. I'm a recovering alcoholic. It's predictable what's going to happen. We have a saying, you can't go from your fourth drunk driving back to your first. It's going to get worse. One way or another, this guy's wheels are going to fall off, and he's going to be gone.
Well,
and I really appreciate your call, and you guys are great. Thank,
thank you so much, John. Yeah, I mean, Hegseth needs to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
He really, really, really does need to go.
Unfortunately, Trump loves him because he's a sycophant.
Well, he didn't over the weekend. Remember, he was mad at him because of the bad parade.
It's just
that's kind of hearsay, unfortunately, and so we have no idea if he's really mad at him.
Right. Also, none of it lasts because I feel like Taco Trump always chickens out. Also applies to like him and Elon. Like they were going at each other, and all of a sudden they're fine. Like
the only time Donald was comfortable saying "you're fired" was when it was pre-taped and pre-done.
Yeah,
he like, never does that to people's faces.
No, it's. It's all for show. It is all for show. They, none of it is actually genuine. None of the hate is genuine with each other. Like, it's not. And even if there are problems, we're not going to know about it. We're not going to know when they're.
They're not going to make that public because that's bad publicity.
Exactly.
And Trump is all about the publicity.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He's been media trained since, well,
Since the 80s,
but that goes without saying, like, their image, it's always going to be like, oh, we're strong, we're a unit, you know? It's not...
No, and it's wrong. This is an interesting tirade. It's not the right word. Senator Tom Tillis, who I don't agree with 90% of the time, was... he denounced federal agents detaining Alex Padilla.
Yeah.
Now, he did both sides of it a little
bit. He did.
He did kind of couch it by saying Padilla shouldn't have barged in on the press conference. He didn't barge in. He was let down there. They knew he was coming down there. But he did say, he said basically Senator Padilla should have found a better way to elevate his concerns to the secretary rather than going in there and having that dust up. Well, her people caused the dust up. But having said that, he continued, there were clearly people in that building that knew he was a U.S. senator. So the minute he was removed from that situation in that briefing room, then they should have treated him with respect and allowed him to disperse. It was disgusting. That's a heavy word to me to see somebody wrestled to the floor. Anybody, but particularly a U.S. senator, that's in a federal building. So I guess I would just say to those who are tempted now to think they can act like they're off the hinges and they should interpret a press conference or threaten police officials to arrest them, to think twice, step up, and be leaders. So I got to hand it to him. I mean, except for the both sides-ism that he did, I will give him the... I think he's one of few Republican senators that have stepped up to the plate with regard to what happened to Senator Padilla and others. Right now it's three elected officials that are only Democrats that have had this issue happen. And then again, you have people going around this city and others that are masked up, not wearing uniforms, plain clothes, not marked vehicles, taking people off the street, claiming they're ICE agents. Mm-hmm. We don't know that. Nope. So, again, if you see that happening and there is no insignia on them, or even if there is, if their faces are covered, call the police. Because you don't know. Two people got murdered over the weekend by a guy dressed as a cop. So we don't know anymore. And I wouldn't put it past Proud Boys or others to be doing this mm-hmm. to make Donald happy. Ben in Winchester. Hi, how you doing?
Well, great. Good morning to all you guys.
Good morning.
Maybe a little bit late, but I know earlier that you were talking about the military mm-hmm. and coming in at higher ranks.
Right.
And whether or not it was legal or mm-hmm. valid.
Or valid.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it is in certain cases.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's start with the Civil War. You know, when Grant came in, Grant was a storekeeper, but he had been to the academy.
Right.
But they needed a general, so they appointed him a 1-star, 2-star, and then they appointed him a 3-star in charge of the entire army.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't have to wait. He got appointed. In other cases, in today's cases, for officers, and I'm a 30-year veteran, for officers who come in, if they have a specialized trade, such as a dentist, doctors, or surgeons, let's say, and they've been a neurosurgeon, let's say that for example, mm-hmm. they can be appointed, first of all, a captain, which is they call it an 04, mm-hmm. and all the way up to a lieutenant colonel, if they can. They do get indoctrination. The other persons that get that maybe are chaplains.
Okay.
Because they're non-combatants necessarily. They have specialized categories. No combatant or combat-oriented person skip ranks like that in most cases unless they get what they call a meritorious commission or promotion, okay. combat.
All right.
Otherwise, they don't.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information, and thank you for your service.
See, I knew our listeners would be smart.
Because they're smart.
They are.
Smart, smart, smart. So SpaceX unfortunately had another catastrophic failure.
That was a big explosion.
Yeah.
I'm glad nobody was
hurt or killed. Yeah, I mean, it was on the ground this happened.
Yeah.
So one of Elon's starships has exploded during a routine test in Texas. Mm-hmm. The Starship 36 underwent, quote, a catastrophic failure and exploded at the Starbase launch facility shortly after 11 p.m. last night. The video shared in the post showed the mega rocket attached to the launch arm, so it was on the thingy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then a flash and a towering fire explosion. The rocket was preparing for the 10th flight test when it experienced a major anomaly while on the test stand at Starbase without elaborating on the nature of the complication. So I'm glad nobody was hurt. Mm-hmm. This seems to be happening a lot with his stuff, which is
thankfully nobody's been hurt or killed.
Thank God
with
nobody's
any of
been
his
hurt. I mean, luckily they haven't sent any living being up there, or even I'm just glad nobody on the ground was hurt because people were obviously near that within a mile or two at least. Because I got to see the shuttle launch in 1984,
okay,
and we were 3 miles away.
Oh wow!
Lieutenant Denny. But we were there, and you could feel the shake of the ground 3 miles away. It was kind of because that was when people were really excited about shuttle launches. Still, mm-hmm. it wasn't so routine, and that was pretty cool to just went and the smoke and it was pretty cool to see that.
Okay, I've never been near a launch. Never have.
That was my mom took me. I forget why we were there, and I got to meet Tom Brokaw.
Okay,
and my sister Carrie.
Your mom has connections.
She was in Florida for whatever reason anyway.
Okay.
And so we got to go.
Okay.
So we didn't go specifically for that, but I forget why.
Right.
And so we were with Mr. Brokaw, and my sister Carrie was so jealous because she had a crush on him. So I was like, I got to meet Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, but who's your husband?
Ray Charles.
That's it. Yeah.
He's my first husband. You didn't know that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, when I was this many, when I was four. I was watching the Ed Sullivan Show with my parents, and he was one of the guests, and I crawled off their bed and crawled to the, walked over to the TV and put my hand on him while he was singing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just fell in love with him, and then I told the plumber who came over not too long after that, and he was plumbing in our kitchen, and I was just chatting with this poor man, and I said, I'm married to Ray Charles. And he went, uh-huh. And I said, you know, he's blind, you know, I have to lead him everywhere. I was still a little too old for him at the time. I did get to meet him when I was six.
Oh, my gosh.
And my mom told him that story. And I was all dressed up for some reason. And I remember I had a bow in my hair, and I was wearing my favorite little white dress and my Mary Janes and everything. And he was on the show, and we got to go backstage, and they told him I was there, and he knew the story. And he came out of his dressing room and got down and said, come here, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just that I remember that. I was only 6 years old.
Yeah.
It's a vivid memory. It was so, I loved him.
Yeah.
He's my first husband.
Yeah.
And you were still too young for him. That's true.
Still too old for him.
Oh,
he liked him young. He liked him very young.
I saw the movie Ray. I know how it was.
He liked him very, very young.
I used to be obsessed with this animated show on Playhouse Disney called Stanley. And I used to have a big stuffed Stanley that was the same size as me.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take him everywhere. So my parents were like, oh, yeah, that's Bella's. That's her boyfriend. And then when I got to elementary school, I had a crush on this boy named Stanley. Like the entirety of elementary school, I was obsessed with this like little awkward kid named Stanley.
Oh, no.
And my mom is convinced it was a subconscious.
It must have been. That's funny.
It's just the name. It's the name.
That's so funny. How cute is that? I love that little story. So we did talk a little bit about the subcommittee hearing in the Senate on Biden's decline.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Spicer compared his time working under Trump to his observations about Biden, not working with the president.
Right.
He praised Trump's energy and mental focus. Really?
Oh, please.
Sean? Spicer never worked for Biden, as we know. He also criticized the legacy media for questions raised about Trump's fitness for office in his first term, while he claims they're not questioning Biden the same way. Yes, they did. It was a year ago tomorrow, apparently, if everybody's remembering right. And you always have to question me. The debate happened between Donald and President Biden. And that's, if you rewatch it, Donald's lies throughout that whole thing. Once Biden got a little bit of the groove towards the end of the debate, it wasn't as bad if you watch the whole thing. It's just, it started poorly for him, and he, with the fire hose of lies that Donald was doing the entire time, and Jake Tapper et al. Not doing their jobs, which they should have. That's why it was so bad, because his last debates were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just so on his game the last few times, so everybody was freaked out. Don't tell me it wasn't reported, Sean Spicer. It didn't stop. It hasn't stopped. So don't tell me that BS, sir. I shouldn't call him sir. He doesn't deserve it. He disappears into things like Comey did behind the curtain at the White House.
Like he disappears like Homer. Homer
like
behind
Homer.
The hedge.
In the hedges, exactly, exactly. 47 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show, this portion is brought to you by FERF.
FERF.
Freedom from Religion Foundation. The Freedom from Religion Foundation, which is a fantastic foundation. It seems like the wall between church and state is under a full-scale attack.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Freedom from Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. Thank you. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text the last name Miller to get to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, you little bitch troll from hell.
Statements of
not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Well, if you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle. Flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me until I discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. Made from viscose from bamboo, Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since I've made the switch, I've been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you're going to want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust me, you're going to feel the difference from the very first night. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Animal enthusiasts, registration is open for Camp Paw Print Summer Break at Dane County Humane Society. Kids ages 7 to 12 enjoy animal interactions, lessons with experts, service projects, art projects, and more. Visit giveshelter.org/camp for details. And now, Dane County Humane Society has a camp for ages 12 to 14. Camp Wildside is a nature and wildlife camp, bird and plant identification, monitoring nests, wildlife games, service, art projects, and more. Details at giveshelter.org/wildside.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Stephanie Miller. We're talking, and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. Cause there ain't no holla back girl, ain't no holla back
girl. It is 53 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be back on Monday. We don't know when she's actually coming back in town.
No, I don't
know.
She's having to sneak in.
We know she's having fun because we haven't heard from her.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah. And last week, I think it was when you guys said, you know, if something happened to her, you have AI ready.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Yeah, the AI robot is almost done.
Yeah, that's just if I don't show up.
when you're out sick.
There you go.
Or on vacation.
There you go.
Now we need to make an AI Jody bot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Corey in Los Angeles. Hi, how you doing?
Doing well this morning.
Good.
So the fellow before, he explained it very well about giving those guys temporary ranks, but I think what we're all missing is that they overstepped when they gave these guys commissions, because now they're part of Uniform Code of Military Justice. That means that basically, when you become a, when you join the military, you give up your citizenship to a degree, and now you're subject to different laws. And what we should start considering is that if we can get back the House and the Senate, or just anything where we can force them to step up and tell us everything they were made to do, because they can't say Fifth Amendment or anything like that, because they sign that away when they take those commissions. That's why usually the contractors will get friends in the military, you know, make friends with the generals to get contracts, not put one of their people in, because now they can't hide behind anything they're doing. This puts them out in the open. We should look at it like that, and so we should keep an eye on these guys and be ready to pounce on them the minute we can. So that's what we can take away from this. It's sad they're in there. I'm afraid of what they might do, but we can come back at them with a really big hammer.
All right, that's somewhat comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot comforting. So, Laura Loomer has a sad.
Oh, one of my friends said that Laura Loomer looks like Jigsaw.
Oh my!
And I can't.
You can't unsee
I can't
it
disagree.
Now. You can't unsee
right.
it now. Oh my God. I can't either now. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
She does. Uh-huh.
She does. Bella's looking it up.
Well, who are you, what are you looking up? Laura Loomer or Jigsaw? Like,
see? She does.
Uh-huh.
That's frightening, isn't it? Jigsaw's frightening.
Yeah.
So she's slammed the fake MAGA supporters. Claiming her conservative critics are using an anti-Semitic slur against her. Now, this article didn't state it, but I can imagine. She labels herself as a feisty Jewess.
Yeah.
And she's been targeting critics of Trump's in right-wing circles. She claimed on Twitter that since she's never been called the slur more times in one day, but I'll take the abuse if it means standing up to Trump. It's just a word. So, I mean, she's constantly lobbing similar things to others.
Yeah.
So, you know, boo-hoo. Boo-effing-hoo.
Yeah.
If she had never done that to other people, fine.
I have very little sympathy for
that. Yeah.
I have no sympathy for that woman.
Yeah, I have none.
None.
And all the murders that she's committed.
Right, as Jigsaw.
When she trapped those guys in the bathroom.
When she made that girl go digging for the key.
In the needle.
In the syringes. Yeah, in the used syringes.
This is not a Stephanie Miller approved movie.
No, she would have no idea what the Saw movies
are. Oh, no. Yeah. They're so good, though. Like, they're so funny.
They are.
Like, if you go back and watch them, the editing is so 2000.
Uh-huh.
Some of, like, the cuts and the pans. There's one, I think, from, like, Saw 6 or something along those lines where someone tackles someone in a room, the camera whip pans to a car driving, and it's one of the, maybe I'll find it and post it on Blue Sky. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
That's funny. That's really funny. Hey, Michael in the Bronx, you got about 40 seconds.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah, sorry, honey.
You just caught me after eating breakfast. But just real quick, when you guys were talking about the Eugene Carroll case, and somebody was suggesting that perhaps Trump should have testified and it's a hung jury.
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ, because the guy cannot stop talking. The guy cannot stop lying. He will undergo a gruesome cross-examination. Everybody knows that hurts.
Sorry, honey. It's a hard, hard break. Yeah. Yes, you are correct. It was Joyce Vance that said probably that wouldn't work, and E. Jean said it might have.
Yeah.
It is 58 minutes after. Dana, go.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Tomorrow, we've got celebrity guests. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chair, Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelobon, and Ellie Halo, a woman of Black trans experience. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Israeli military is grappling with the possibility Iran used multiple warhead missiles to challenge its Iron Dome. An Israeli military official telling the AP that Iran may have used it in today's attack on a hospital in Beersheba.
The Soroka Hospital, it took a direct hit from an Iranian missile this morning. The front doors of this only trauma center in the south of the country blown off. The bottom of the ground covered in glass. The facade of one of the crucial units entirely blown off. Israel trying to make account now of what happened this morning.
ABC's Ian Panel. Landfall hours ago for Hurricane Eric near Acapulco was a Category 3. SpaceX is asking people not to approach the test site where its Starship rocket blew up late last night. You could hear the blast from 2 miles away. SpaceX describes the explosion as a major anomaly. Elon Musk says there are no hazards nearby. This is ABC